Josh Brolin, your face is so huge and your shoulders are so small. I don't get you at all, dude. You also pretty much have no neck. I like you, though. You get that, right? And I'm thinking of you today, stopped on an overpass where a group of females, Hispanic, ages 22 or ages 19 to 22, have left their car parked in the middle of the road to get out and choke and pummel one another. Some of my friends are in jail, and you're making movies about killing Jeff Bridges. On an unrelated note, I kind of hate you. I remember that time we shared a spliff. You were like, 420, why not, right? That was right before you got way too stoned and pissed me off. You really embarrassed me in front of the deli guy at Safeway. I was really annoyed with you. But before that, you were like, I miss MySpace. Ugh, I hate Jay-Z. No, no, what people don't get is I actually didn't vote for Bush. No, dude, we do get that. But your life's work is still basically humanizing guys who hate things. For nearly an hour, you repeatedly asked me if I was down with OPD while hogging the artichoke dip, which I'm just going to say right now, dude, wasn't even meant for sharing. I asked you to pass the Ruffles, please. Please pass the Ruffles. You barked back. Saying something differently is saying something different. We larped Sex in the City, and you called Miranda anti-feminist before doing your impression of her with a mouthful of Krispy Kreme. Hot guys, don't talk. Just sit there and be the horrible people we all know you to be.